Is that a shadow? Or is someone really there? Do you feel like you're not alone? Well, we all have times when we feel things around us are amiss. It's those times we need to take pause and examine these events closer. You are now in Paranormal Time Out with your hosts, Alex and Ashley.
Hey, we're back.
Yes, we are.
It's been maybe like a month.
That's what it seems. It does seem like a really long time.
Because I know I went on vacation and then we've been, life has just been a little bit busy.
Oh yeah, it's been busy. You but, guys understand.
Yeah, of course.
And stuff's always changing around, so.
Yes. Today, and we've talked about this in previous episodes, and Alex and I have talked about this behind the scenes. And
oh yeah.
We really wanted to talk about aliens again.
Aliens. I love the aliens. Even though I'm scared of aliens, I'm still fascinated by the thought of aliens.
Well, and you even on a previous episode talked about, I think it was, you know what? I think it was April Fool's last year when we talked about aliens.
Oh, probably. And yeah, so it's been a little while.
We pulled that April Fool's joke of, well, you actually gave your story about seeing an alien at your house.
Right, right. I could have swore I did.
And then you pulled the prank of, oh, he's here now. And you
I remember.
Said, oh, April Fool's. Yeah, that was last year. Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Dang, yeah. I do remember that. Yes, I do.
That just popped into my head. But yeah, so we're going to talk about aliens because there's so many abduction stories and they're either true or false. I mean, it's up to you if you believe it or not, but we found so many stories and we want to bring some of those to you today. And there's actually one that we're not going to talk about today, but we will bring it to you in a future episode. And it's so interesting. We won't tell you her name or anything, but it's basically a story of a woman who had a full-on relationship with an alien, but he didn't look like an alien.
Exactly. He looked almost, well, he looked like a human.
Right. And so we will talk about that in another episode because that story definitely deserves its own episode because it's it's so bizarre and there's so much that we can talk about with that. But today we're going to bring a few stories that we found doing some research. And man, if you go on Reddit, holy cow, you can see a bunch. Now I don't believe half the stuff I see on there, but it's
but there's tons of stuff. Yeah, you go down that rabbit hole. Before we started the podcast, I was telling you about how I just kept going down the rabbit hole of all these alien abductions, encounters. I mean, it goes on for days on Reddit.
Yeah, it's so intriguing, the stories that you read on there. But then there's even some really cool like photo evidence that people have captured.
I think there's a lot of that people, because, you know, we were talking about that also about, oh, well, where's the proof or where's this? And some people have the proof and still don't believe it. And then sometimes you might not be able to get the proof because aliens don't want you to have the proof. Maybe that's why people say that they don't remember certain things. They kind of like erase your mind like the Men in Black, but not the Men in Black.
Say that like Men in Black.
Like Men in Black.
Do you think the Men in Black really do exist though?
Yes, I think so.
You think that there's like a secret?
I think there's like a little secret society. I think it is. I don't know if they're definitely, well, I mean, obviously I think that is Men in Black because I have read other things where people said men showed up in black suits with the sunglasses and they were definitely trying to tell people like, okay, well, you never saw anything. Like, I don't think they have a little device, you know, where like the movie.
Right. Where they erase your memory.
Yeah, like they erase your memory. But there was a story, and I don't remember the names or anything. It was just a story I heard that they had saw this guy on a farm or something, saw something going on. And these people, like a man in black, showed up to his house. Mm. And they were like, okay, you didn't see anything. Like, this is very confidential, blah, 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 blah. And they like, not like harassed him, but they did make sure like you didn't see anything. And the guy was like, well, I really don't think I did. I don't really know what it was I saw. Mm-hmm. And they were basically like, yeah, that's the right answer.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, look at what happens at Area 51. That's so secretive mm-hmm. that they will shoot you if you mm-hmm. trespass. Like, just like, remember last year it was Storm Area 51, yep. which was actually a joke. It wasn't something that someone was actually going to do. It was a joke. And it's like, wow, are you that dumb? It's the military. They will shoot you.
Right. Oh yeah, definitely. Like, don't even, like, that was crazy to me when I read about that. I'm like, I don't even want to drive by there.
I mean, it's heavily guarded. So in your research, mm-hmm. you found out where the most sightings happen.
It said that there was 5 major states that got the most, not necessarily abductions, but the most sightings of aliens.
I'll bet New Mexico is on there in Nevada.
No, it was actually northern cities. One was Washington State and one was Vermont.
What?
Yeah, that was on the top 5.
With states. Vermont, one of our loyal listeners, Abby, lives there. So Abby, yeah. if you have had an alien encounter or seen an alien, please let us know.
Yes, let us know if they're hanging out, because Washington State was the top of the list. And then it was followed by, in order, Montana, Vermont, Alaska, and Maine.
You know, that's not surprising, though. Well, look at, for Washington, they also have like the top sightings of Bigfoot.
Yeah, what it does say is says maybe Northerners just believe more.
Maybe. But really shocking to me. I thought it would be like Nevada or New Mexico or California.
Well, they are on the list, but they're just not the top 5. But it looks like New Mexico came in 8th on the list and Nevada 13th.
Okay. Yeah. Cause with New Mexico, you've got Roswell, and that's like one of the talked about sightings ever, is what happened in Roswell, Mexico, or New Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. And it said like other states, like more southern states down south and everywhere, they got the fewest UFO sightings. I'm wondering if it's, they don't like the heat.
Yeah, maybe they don't.
Shit, maybe they like it where it's cold. Maybe that there's a factor of maybe, they like it northern states.
Maybe the planet they're from is cold.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe it's so hot they want to go somewhere where it's cold.
Yeah, that too.
You never know. I mean, because those are like some cold states.
Yeah, they are. Especially in the winter, they're cold. In the summertime, they're humid, but it would be interesting if they told you like the months where the most sightings have occurred.
The only thing, that's what I was trying to see that as well, but it doesn't say really what month, but it also says that July 2nd, National World UFO Day.
Well, that's coming up then, right?
Yep, Friday, July 2nd, 2021, my daughter's birthday.
Awesome. Let's go look for aliens on her birthday.
Right? They have sky watching parties. Holy crap.
Go join one.
I would definitely do that. That is crazy. Yeah, they do have it that it's you look in the sky and for identified flying objects.
That is so interesting.
I guess July 2nd commemorates the supposed UFO crash in the 1947 Roswell UFO incident.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense now then.
Oh, that is crazy.
Right. So a few of the stories, I have one story that I'm going to share, and it's about a woman. Her name is Linda Napolitano. You may have heard the story or not. I never have. So that's why I'm bringing it to you. She was about in her 20s, and she claimed that in November of 1989, she had been pulled by gray humanoids, which they also call the grays, you know, the aliens that are gray. She was pulled from her bedroom window while her husband was asleep next to her.
Sure.
Now, soon after this incident happened to her, she contacted Bud Hopkins, who's an American UFO researcher. And he actually even wrote a book, which is called The True Story of the Brooklyn Bridge UFO Abductions. And he described in this book what occurred. Is that an alien coming through? I'm sorry. Alien. I won't tell your story.
Quaz.
He's not alien.
That was crazy.
So it happened to her on November 20th, and it happened at 3:15 in the morning. She suddenly woke up, finding herself paralyzed, and saw three non-human figures, gray in color, with big heads that were floating in her bedroom.
She Holy shit, the heads were floating?
No, she just, they were floating.
I was like, oh, that's even more terrifying.
That's very paranormal. But she could not call her husband, as the beings told her in their language to stay quiet.
Oh.
How would she understand what they're saying? But anyway, she was pulled by a blue beam from her apartment's window, and she lived on the 12th floor. She was levitating inside that beam with three other aliens until they reached a giant spaceship that opened like a clam. She said, I'm standing up on nothing, and they took me out all the way up, way above the building. And she's thinking, oh, I hope I don't fall. But the UFO opened up almost like a clam, and then I'm inside. I see benches similar to regular benches, and they're bringing me down a hallway. The doors open like sliding doors. Inside, there are these lights and buttons and a big, long table. She said, I don't want to get up on that table, but they got me on the table anyway. They started saying things to me, and I'm yelling. I can still yell. But one of them says something that sounds like knobby egg. I'm just reading the story. So don't. It says knobby egg. And I think they were telling me to be quiet because he put his hand over my mouth. She said she couldn't remember much about what happened inside that ship, but she recalled some sort of medical examinations that had been done to her. And she remembered that she passed through some procedures. One of the things she remembered was that one of the aliens put something into her nasal cavity, and that the pain was so unbearable that she lost her consciousness. Well, that was probably them, you know, telling her to shut up because she kept on yelling.
Yeah, that, or they put a little device up in there.
Right. Yeah. Cause unfortunately the story doesn't say what they put up her nose. 3 hours later, she surprisingly found herself laying next to her husband, who was still sleeping. And interestingly, she did have an x-ray of her head done, and the doctor found something strange lodged inside her nose.
Oh shit.
But it's like, okay, well, what was it? Huh. None of these stories say.
What?
Right, exactly. It says that this encounter was not just limited to Napolitano. There were other witnesses. There was two security guards who confirmed to have watched her along with the three aliens being pulled up to a large UFO hovering near her apartment. And one of the guards felt guilty for not helping her, and he even suffered a nervous breakdown. And one of them said there was an oval-shaped object hovering over the top of the apartment building two or three blocks up from where we sat. We didn't know where it came from. It happened too fast. Its lights turned from bright reddish orange to a whitish blue coming out of the bottom. Green lights rotated like a saucer. She said a little girl or woman wearing a white gown sailed out of the window in a fetal position. So they're describing them witnessing her go into the spaceship. And then it goes on to say that where they're describing the aliens, they said their heads were out of proportion, very large with no hair. They actually screamed at each other. We have to go get them. We have to go get them. They tried, but they couldn't get out of their car quick enough. And after the woman, which is Linda, after she was escorted into the spaceship, it like flew away. And so when she gave her story to Hopkins, he was doing research and he actually received letters from those two security guards. Hopkins reportedly believes they were the bodyguards of former UN statesman Javier Perez de Cuellar, maybe. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. So those guys that were sitting in a car witnessing this, they were actually bodyguards to a UN ambassador or UN statesman. So that's really interesting.
Right. So they should be, they probably mentioned that too, because maybe they would think that they're a more credible source.
Maybe. There's a lot of skepticism surrounding her case. Some people compare it to a science fiction novel, Night Eyes, which was published in March of 1989. So the same year that this happened to her. But at the same time, there are 23 eyewitnesses who saw what happened to her that night.
Can you imagine seeing this and you can't do nothing?
Yeah, but it's like if 23 people witnessed that, then how is that not true? Right. But it's like, okay, you say something was shoved up her nasal passage. Tell us what it was.
Yeah, exactly. Because you said the doctor did see something up there.
Yeah. Yeah. The doctor took an x-ray of her head and saw something up there. But maybe the technology back then, they couldn't figure it out. And maybe because it was so, it was up there so far, they didn't remove it. I don't know. It's also.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Because if it's still in there, I'm wondering if she can go get an x-ray nowadays, and
if she's still alive.
Yeah, if she's still alive and if it's still there, or maybe it disappeared, like melted.
What do you think? Do you believe this story?
I don't know. If they have all those witnesses that did see something like that, it's hard to like kind of discount it that it didn't happen if all those people saw it. But then also the doctor saw something in her nose. Mm-hmm. And maybe they did get it out and they can't tell anybody what it was.
The government told them not to talk about it.
Probably they could have. And then have you ever seen the movie Total Recall? He had a thing all up in his nose. He was on Mars and it was like a tracker. He had to put a thing up there and pull it out. And it was a big ball. It was like a little bit smaller than a ping pong ball. And it was all up in there and he had to take it out.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie.
Well, there's a remake and you don't want to see that one. You want to see the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he went to Mars and he had to put this device up his nose and pull out this little ping pong ball that was inserted in there.
Wow.
And he didn't even know it was there. Isn't that weird? How you not know it's there and it's like almost the size of a ping pong ball.
Right.
So
now, and you have a story and we're actually going to share the picture on our Instagram, because there's actually photographic evidence.
Yeah, there's a photograph in this one. It is from, I might be saying the name wrong. It says Ilkley Moore. It's I-L-K-L-E-Y and then M-O-O-R. There was a picture post of how it became an alien landing site. Okay, the area is best known providing inspiration for a Yorkshire anthem called On Ilkley Moore Bat. That's what it's quoted as. But it wasn't its only claim to fame for that portrait. Said the Moore boasts the second highest concentration of ancient carved stones in Europe, believed to date from the late Neolithic or the Bronze Age, the most famous, which bears swastika-shaped pattern, can be found at Woodhouse Crag at the northern edge of the Moore. Now, I'm saying this part because this has a lot to do with the sighting there.
Okay.
The area had changed a little over the centuries, but almost 30 years ago, Eichley Moor found itself at the center of an alien investigation.
Mm-hmm.
On the morning, it says December 1st, 1987, a retired policeman whose name was Philip Spencer was walking across the moor headed for his father-in-law's home. He'd taken his camera in the hope of catching some images of the early morning light. In fact, the photographs he took that day would end up in the world's press. Now, using a compass to navigate through the fog, Spencer said he came across a strange-looking being.
Mm-hmm.
Hurriedly taking pictures of this creature, because it does look like a creature, it ran away. He decided to follow it and claimed to have caught a glimpse of a craft with a domed top rising up from the moor and disappearing into the sky.
So where's the picture of that?
Yeah, I know. They're not showing that picture. But I guess he wasn't able to take a picture of that one. He said that he imagined the whole incident had taken no longer than a few minutes. But when he reached his destination, the village clock was an hour ahead of time, which many UFO experts believe that he had been, in fact, been a victim of an alien abduction. Because a lot of these alien abductions, people, you know, think they've been gone for 5 minutes.
Right.
And it's been hours or days.
Yeah. That's
you know.
True. Yeah. That's
crazy. So it says the photographs that Spencer took, although they were slightly blurred, appeared to show a 4-foot alien creature. Analysis of the images concluded the figure hadn't been superimposed at all, and it bore no resemblance to any native wildlife. Spencer made no money out of the photographs, and the incident is regularly cited as one of the UK's most persuasive UFO sightings.
Yeah, and that picture is so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, what it kind of looks like,
I don't know, it looks like a creature. It kind of looks like maybe an alien had a suit on, because it kind of, or maybe it's saggy skin. It's well, like
it's got like really long arms.
Yes. That's what's really weird to me with the long arms. Huh. It looks like, oh. They put, wow. Yeah, we'll put this picture up. It has really long arms, a big head. It almost looks like an alien face with a lizard body kind of. I don't know. It's kind of, the head shape is weird. It's almost like a lizard face.
Yeah, it is. Or it's kind of like how they describe most alien heads looking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it does have the extra long arms, and the hands are look like they're webbed almost.
Clubbed almost. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like clubbed or webbed, and the arms go way down, like past the knee, it looks like in these pictures.
Maybe there are aliens that look weird, but I also think that there's aliens that probably look like us too.
Oh, exactly. They because might be here looking theory, like us on Earth.
We might have talked about this before, but the theory is that we actually, our species came from Mars, that we lived on Mars. Mm-hmm. And when it was no longer inhabitable, we found Earth. So then we moved to Earth. And then because Earth eventually will become inhabitable, we're going to try to move back to Mars. So it's
right.
I mean, that's a theory out there. It could be, I mean, it's up to you if you want to believe that or not.
Right.
But obviously there's so many theories out there, but it's interesting to think about.
Yeah. Especially if they're doing so many things on Mars, like that's all you ever really hear about is Mars, Mars, Mars.
Well, yeah, they're trying to find out if life ever did exist on Mars. And I think they're finding out life probably did, because I think they found that there was potentially water there. They're finding a lot of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like some plants or something that could be, that would need water to live. So they're seeing a lot of stuff going on. So there is a fascination with Mars. I mean, just like Total Recall that I was telling you about with the thing in his nose, that was Mars.
Well, and you know, there's so many different planets in this huge universe, solar system, that they actually even found a planet that looks like Earth.
Right.
But because it's so far away, it takes a while to get images back from there. I mean, who knows? Maybe maybe there's people like us living there because it looks just like Earth. We don't honestly know. And it's so interesting when you think about space and all the stuff that's out there. It just, there's definitely life out there for sure. We're not the only living creatures, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And then I was also looking up alien stuff and there was a picture of like a creature somewhere. And I'm like, well, really, I would kind of hope they more looked like the big heads and eyeballs than looking like a big insect.
Oh, yeah. But who knows? Maybe they do.
Yeah.
It is that also probably scary. People just making stuff up as well. But who knows? I mean, hell, it could be like Star Wars. Look at all those creatures in Star Wars. Some of them are pretty creepy. They could look like that too. Who knows?
Yeah, they could look like that. They can look like the Men in the Black, the movies. They could look like the Total Recall movie I was telling you about, or they can look like the movie called They Live, where they're on Earth and they look just like us and they're running businesses, they're in politics, and you can only see with special glasses. Yeah, you definitely got to see that one. Everybody, if you haven't seen They Live, I believe it's an 80s or 90s movie. And he just happened to come across these sunglasses that were left somewhere that people weren't supposed to find. And he put them on and he could see, and then he would take them off. And he'd put them back on. And he saw people without your sunglasses. You saw normal day-to-day people, day-to-day stuff. But right when you put the sunglasses on, you saw their true self. And billboards that were talking directly to them. It was kind of like a
sci-fi horror, and it came out in 1988.
There we go, 1988. Yeah, and they had also like a power of suggestion going on in the movie.
Okay.
Like you would see a normal billboard, but when you would put the glasses on, it would say "obey."
Oh.
Like, it was weird like that. It was so crazy. And towards the end of the movie, people were able to see them for what they really are. And people were freaking out.
Wow. Y'all have to add that to my list. That sounds interesting.
Oh, it's such a good, it's like corny, but it is such a good movie because you're looking at normal people and they're aliens.
Isn't your favorite alien movie Paul?
Oh, I love that movie. It's so funny because what if they're just like that? And this Paul guy, alien is working with the government and they were friends. Like it's such a good movie.
I'll have to watch that movie too, because isn't that like a comedy?
Yeah, it's a comedy, and it has Seth Rogen is the voice of Paul, and then Jason Bateman's in it. He's a Men in Black, but he's friends with Paul. It's real, I like that movie. It's really cute. Cause you wonder if that's what, and it's a really sweet movie towards the end. Like, and you wonder if, you know, people are just looking like that, but they think like us and they're working with us, like not in a bad way.
Well, yeah, because the government, they're not going to fully tell us everything because people freak out. I mean, look at
exactly
when the coronavirus hit, people went out and stocked up on food and toilet paper. And it's like, you don't need to do that. And
right.
So if they did tell us, although they kind of have to give us some information because it was actually signed into law that the Pentagon has to release some information about UFOs. I don't know when that information will come out, but remember just last year and earlier this year, they released the footage of what the Air Force pilots caught, and they caught UFOs and they couldn't explain what that was. So clearly we are being visited by other beings.
Right.
But it'll be interesting the type of information that we continue to get from the government. And I think it'll come out little by little, and it won't be stuff that's going to freak us out. You know, it'll be because those videos, I don't think they were freaky, but they were really interesting. I mean, some people might have freaked out, but I think it'll be interesting what the government continues to release to us.
Yeah, and then I sometimes wonder, this is my own like opinion, that, you know, they're always thinking this Roswell thing going on, Area 51, but Area 51 is supposed to have been, you know, aliens, this and that. What if it's not? What if it's a front? What if they just want people to think, oh yeah, it's an alien thing, and maybe it's something totally different.
Right, yeah, we don't know. And people that go to work there, they have yep. to sign stuff saying that they will not talk about the type of work that they're doing there. So yeah. no one really knows. I think it's just people coming out and guessing, or I mean, maybe people who worked there a long time ago have said a few things. I don't really know, because I've never really done a lot of research on Area 51, but
right.
it's interesting.
Yeah, and it might be a law even after they retire that they can't speak about it, or maybe right. they can say certain things, but I don't think anyone ever that have retired or anything from there would ever probably say anything.
Well, I know that
scared for their life.
I know that a lot of like retired Air Force and Navy generals or officers have come out and they have said a few things.
Yeah.
I don't think it was necessarily about Area 51, but they've come out and said that they have encountered UFOs and seen strange things, but that's as far as it goes. We don't right. really know the true details of information of what the government really has. And I don't think we ever truly will, because I think they're doing it to protect.
Right.
Because people are nuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, exactly. Because it would be, I do think, more secretively because it is to protect. Because once one little thing gets out, people are going to freak out.
Yep.
And even if it's something small, if there's somebody who's going to freak out about it, they can make other people freak out and it would be horrifying. Yeah. So I do think it's more to protect from people freaking the hell out.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of shitty that your government keeps things from you, but I think they do it for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of it is because it's secretive, protective. They don't want us to know. And most of it is because they don't want us to know, but also it's to not have a scare tactic, you know, to where people are freaking out.
Right. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe at Area 51, because if you think about it, all this technology that we're coming up with, maybe we're working with aliens.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like maybe, Paul.
You know, maybe they're the ones helping us come up with some of this technology. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, because look at Terminator. He came from the future. And he came back to warn Sarah Connor about these Terminators. No, you never know, because people can come from the future and this and that. I know it's kind of a little bit off topic, but it's kind of the same, because how do we know they're not aliens in the future or from another planet coming back and letting us know what the hell is going to happen?
Yeah, I think that's another topic we could talk about, is yeah. time travel.
Because I don't know if there's Terminators, but I'm just saying he came from the future to warn her about what was going on.
Yeah, I think we could spend an episode talking about time travel for sure.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, there's pictures out there too about that shit. Okay. To everyone that has listened to this, and when you're going to go to sleep at night, think of all the aliens.
And have an alien encounter.
And have alien encounters. Have pleasant alien nightmares.